And I just want to ask you a question about your opinion about the alien species. Well, do you believe how advanced can a kind of alien technology be like? Is it possible for a kind of a culture to create something perfect, such as the, I don't know if you watched the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, it's like a monolith, it's totally perfect. Is that possible?
Well, it's a great question. First of all, not only did I watch that movie, that's my favorite movie. And I talk about that movie all the time. So be careful, you get me started and talking about it, and I won't stop, and you'll be sitting here for hours. No, I love that film. And so one thing I think about alien technology, extraterrestrial technology from sort of advanced technological aliens that is conveyed very well in that film, and I think one of the themes of that film is that we really can't predict alien technology, because if you think of the time scale of the development of our technology for, you know, the last 10,000 years or whatever from when we, or 50,000 years from when we were just hunter-gatherer people would basically no technology or just, you know, hand axes or whatever, to now, that's a short amount of time in terms of cosmic evolution. And then you think of just, you know, 100 years ago, you know, my grandmother was born in 1900 and she died in 1995. So she lived 95 years. And so when she was born, you know, there were no automobiles and, you know, they didn't really have electric lights or whatever. And then she lived into the space age and moon landings and supersonic jets and, you know, beginning of cell phones and all that. And it's like, that's a short period of time. And so we can't even imagine the technology of 100 years from now very well. And then you think, well, 1,000 years from now, who knows? But the fact is then, so the technology of the time scale of technology, at least right now in the kind of development we have, is this sort of exponential change. And yet then you think of the time scale of evolution, and there's some math involved in the theory of SETI, but basically one conclusion that comes out of it is that any civilization, extraterrestrial civilization we encounter, almost surely will be much, much older than ours. Not necessarily even thousands, but maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. Who knows? And so even if you could assume that they might develop on some parallel track as Earth, and that's a whole other question. So we cannot predict the future technology of Earth in 100,000 years very well at all. And then we're talking about not just Earth, but we can't assume there's a parallel there, because it's a independent, separate evolution, and responding to different environment with different, equipped in different ways, probably different kinds of brains if they have brains. And so it's just so hard to imagine. So I think in 2001, part of the point of the monolith also, and I like your interpretation of it as just something perfect, and that's cool. But also part of the point of it is just to symbolize that impossibility of us really understanding it. And, you know, Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote 2001, along with Stanley Kubrick, the filmmaker, they kind of wrote it together. And one of his famous sayings is that any sufficiently advanced technology will be indistinguishable from magic, right? And there's this play by Mark Twain. It's called A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, where he goes back in time, and he, you know, to the time of King Arthur, and he has things in his pocket like a lighter, just like, you know, a cigarette lighter. And they just think, oh my God, this guy's a wizard. It's magic, you know? And that's thinking about going back in time. But then if you imagine going forward in time, tens of thousands of years, and then you imagine a whole alien civilization. So I think that it's very, very hard for us to imagine. But in terms of that kind of perfection that you mentioned, you know, I don't know, the concept of perfect? I guess that's an interesting philosophical question. We'd really have to talk about what we mean there. But in terms of something that we couldn't understand at all that could really solve problems that we think of as so hard to solve, like energy, I think that, yes, I mean, I would imagine that any civilization that persisted that long would have technology that kind of seems perfect to us. As I wrote about in Earth and Human Hands, that, you know, the hardest part maybe is not just the developing the technology, but developing the societal capacity to use that technology in a way that is constructive and not destructive and sustainable. But the two are connected, right? Because if you have some technological breakthrough that for some new kind of energy source that's less destructive, then that helps to solve the societal problem too, you know? So, but when I think of sort of perfect aliens, I don't know if I like that word perfect, but like super advanced and have solved the problems now that we can't imagine solving. I think of not just of their technology, but of their societal solutions too. Like somehow they've learned to incorporate that technology into the way they behave collectively and on the planet, on their planet, so that they have a constructive relationship with their planet and with each other that sustains for a long time. So when I think of that, you know, idea of perfection, or at least being a lot better, it involves sort of both those kinds of progress, if that makes sense.